Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm producer Chris. In July 2017, Andy was joined by Alice Fraser to take a deep dive into North Korea's nuclear capabilities with some unique ideas for the future of diplomacy. It's Bugle issue 4036, Paunchy Plutocrats, Inc.
Top Story! North Korea missile mess. The United States has cautioned on Wednesday that it is ready to use force if need be to stop North Korea's nuclear missile program, but it said it preferred global diplomatic action against Pyongyang for defying world powers. North Korea test-launched a ballistic missile that could hit Alaska, and Kim Jong-un called it a gift package to the US on the 4th of July, which... Look, it's not a great gift. I'm quite good at going, ooh, just what I always wanted when someone gives me a fidget spinner. But the threat of nuclear war is not on the GQ Mantastic list of 10 great gifts that will blow her underpants off. Did you know that Kim Jong-un is actually just his nickname? It's short for Kim Jong-un Pleasant.
I did not know that, but it does. It stacks up. His behaviour.
Yeah, it really does. The US is saying that it would prefer diplomatic action to military force, which, I don't know. Why would you prefer diplomatic action to nuclear war? That's just silly. It's like, You know, when your manager, Kevin, keeps insisting on taking you out to dinner to talk about your performance at work instead of letting you do the deadly knife fight for the honour of the sales department that I keep suggesting. Don't tell me you wouldn't hit your KPIs with vigour if the alternative was a slashing, sweaty scramble in the bloodied sands of the arena, or, as Kevin keeps insisting on calling it, the lunchroom.
It's. I was just thinking, actually, I mean, it's kind of coincidence this story has blown up this week because I was just sitting at home on Monday thinking to myself, I'll tell you what this planet really, really needs right now, and that is North Korea to prove that it can fire missiles onto American soil. That'll sort everything out. I mean, quite why you would want to fire a missile at Alaska is not entirely clear.
I don't know that it would necessarily change the sort of howling wasteland aspect of it.
Yeah, it might warm the place up a bit, I guess. Though, if anything, it might be considered large-scale home improvements. Trump's reaction to this, I mean, clearly he would absolutely love a massive global war, even if he can't say that out loud. I think in the film that is going on inside his head, that is how he sees it all playing out.
Yeah, I think he's watched too many movies, because what he's done now is he started putting pressure on China to stop trading with North Korea, suggesting that they will have US sanctions against any country that does business with this outlaw regime. Which, I mean, boycotting China, it's not like they make literally everything you buy. I mean, you've got the option between nuclear brinkmanship or alienating China. It's starting to look like the only choice Trump is proposing is whether the barren wasteland with no computers and brutal food shortages is going to be radioactive or not. Would you like a cat vomit sandwich or a radioactive cat vomit sandwich? We have gluten-free bread.
I mean, he must be. I think he's probably a grudging admirer of Kim Jong-un in some ways, particularly his amazing TV ratings figures. Because, I mean, that is how Trump judges the value of a person, clearly. Yes. Is by their TV ratings. And Kim Jong-un, according to official North Korea government stats, his new TV series, Kim Jong-un Walks Along a Path and Then Eats a Snack, was watched by over 40.3 billion North Koreans. So,
wow.
And those are impressive stats. I mean, those are the kind of numbers Trump listens to. I mean, I guess when you see a global crisis that brings together Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, and, you know, I am a Trump skeptic. I think I've laid those cards on the table. I guess mathematically the world is hoping that it's like a double negative, that an idiot times an idiot equals a genius, and, you know, they'll come up with some kind of grand plan for saving the whole of humanity.
Yes, sort of paunchy plutocrats incorporated. It's a rating bonanza. I try not to think about it too much because it just makes me sad.
Paunchy Plutocrats Incorporated, incidentally, is another one of the animated summer films coming up from the Pixar studio. I guess the same way people are hoping when Trump meets Putin, that same double negative principle, they will emerge from it a single great guy, modest, balanced, objective, and with the best interests of all humanity at heart. I mean, that seems inevitable now.
I reckon we need scientific testing. I reckon we need to fire them both at each other at high speed, and then we either get two pancakes or the world leader that we've always wanted.
I mean, people talk a lot about the global events that have had the biggest TV audience. You know, the moon landings, obviously back in the day, in terms of proportion of the planet. Generally, whenever India plays Pakistan at cricket in a significant game, it's up in the top 10 of all time. Most important events. But Trump and Putin being physically fired at each other in some kind of high-tech modern jousting, that I cannot believe any less than 99% of the world's population would tune in for that.
Yeah, and if they hit each other at enough velocity, then the machismo fallout will give everybody much stronger biceps.
I also like Kim Jong-un describing this as a gift. It does suggest he needs to see someone about his anger management issues. And it does explain why his life partners generally look a bit worried.
Yes, and when you say life partners...
Yeah, I mean, life is it's a flexible term in Kim Jong-un's world. I mean, they have done ever since his notorious Valentine's Day pink and blue his and hers missiles test debacle.
I mean, this is a man who broke up with one of his generals by literally firing a missile onto him.
Yes. Trump tweeted, "Does this guy have anything better to do with his life?" Well, no. He's a lunatic despot. He's just doing his job. He's doing it by the book. He's almost like he's watched the cartoon films and knows exactly what to do. And it does also make you wonder, does Mr. Trump not have anything better to do with his time than sending tweets to loony despots criticising them for how they're spending their lives?
I think events have proven definitely not.
No, other than harassing journalists and racking up prize after prize from overtly awkward Marriage Monthly magazine. The previous American tactic with Korea was strategic patience. That is now over, apparently. I don't know if it's been replaced with strategic impatience, unstrategic patience, or unstrategic impatience. It's like that known knowns, unknown unknowns thing all over again. Perhaps some kind of middle grounds, like tactical irritability or diplomatic strop borderlining.
Yeah, maybe we need a naughty corner.
A global naughty corner, also known as the International Criminal Court, isn't it? G20 news now, and, it's international diplomacy all over the place this week, Alice. The G20, everyone's favourite collection of 20 powerful geopolitical entities. They're having the first meeting since Trump became leader of the universe. He is clearly loving every second of it. You know, this is his natural habitat as the pretend politician he's become.
Oh, yeah, just doing his handshake, weird, wrestly thing. Ugh. Makes him happy.
Yes. I mean, it is slightly concerning at this delicate time to have America represented by a conversational cesspit. But, I mean, he is essentially the world's most oddly coiffured resignation letter. Dear planet, we hereby tender our notice as global superpower and a beacon of hope. Regards, USA. And, I mean, he views the world in very, very binary terms. He seems to have as rigorous a grasp on the infinite complexities of history and global politics as Julius Caesar, the former ancient Rome superstar and latterly part-time pincushion, same grasp as Caesar had on how to play pro-evolution soccer on a PlayStation, in that he looks like he needs at least another 2,000 years to start even starting to get the hang of it. And the meeting with Putin, clearly, I mean, this is, you know, the love that dare not speak its name, or certainly dare not speak its name in courtrooms.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so upset by Putin's just very general presence in the world. I kind of hope that he's regretting his choice to back Trump in the recent American election, as all evidence seems to indicate that he did. I'm hoping that he's just made that realization, as you do sort of 5 minutes into a Tinder date, of like, oh, this was a terrible, terrible decision. I've used the internet for evil rather than good.
Right. Well, I've not really thought of Putin's relationships in terms of Tinder, but that does, I think that probably suits his psychological profile, doesn't it?
He swiped right on Trump by accident.
Right, I think maybe that is, I mean, it is time, I think, for us to start harnessing the wonders of modern technology to help streamline our political processes. And, I mean, there's an awful lot of beating about the bush in international politics, people saying things quite cryptically. If we reduced it down to a simple Tinder swipe. I mean, that's pretty much how wars used to be declared in the 18th century, I think.
Direct democracy.
Yeah.
Very direct democracy. Chancellor Angela Merkel said that while there'd be likely agreement on combating terrorism financing, there remains a whole series of thorny issues within the G20, including their differences with America over its protectionist attitude to trade while Germany is fighting for open markets. I mean, if you're trying to have a productive discussion with Donald Trump, it's less thorny issues than it is wearing a thorn bush as a G-string. Like, you just want to have a nice sit-down, but you've got a spiky branch presenting irreconcilable differences to your perineum.
Thanks. More classic clips tomorrow. Now go to The Latest Bugle, which, if you're listening in current times, sort of, it's got Nish Kumar and Chris Edison on it. It's great. It's in your feed now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.